Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4210.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person who had a significant influence on me was definitely my dad. He's pushed me more so than my brother or any other family member I have to kind of be more responsible and take more credit for everything I do. And I don't know if it's because I'm the oldest kid, but he's definitely shaped me into who I am and who I hope to be today.
What do you aspire to be?
I want to be able to help people in their aspirations in sports and just health overall. I want to be a personal trainer, sports specific or just health in general, just help people reach their goals.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I like to motivate people and hopefully inspire through health and fitness with myself.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I'm from a pretty well-to-do family. I was kind of spoiled, but now I'm definitely not. I've always had to have jobs, but if I really, really needed something, I could always count on my parents to help me out with it. And that world has showed me what that's like, and hopefully I can do that for my family one day.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
Well, I am very motivated when it comes to health and fitness, and that was due to playing sports my whole life and then getting out of shape after college and then getting back into it through my school and learning. And then the way I've changed completely the way that I eat and exercise and just the way I live. It's a lifestyle.
What do you think the most admirable qualities a person can have are and why?
To me, that's definitely honesty. I have a problem trusting a lot of people because I've seen what people are really like. So until you prove that to me, I don't really respect people. But most of the time, they're able to prove it to me. And then once that honesty is lost, I usually don't respect the person ever again.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
The quality I like best about myself is I'm able to push myself, and I have a high tolerance for pain and endurance because I compete in athletic events like crossfitting, which is just high-intensity functional movements over a short period of time, and it's painful, and it really shows you where you are mentally and physically. It's kind of just like a battle within yourself, and I like that I'm able to push myself and know my limits during it. And the quality I like the least is definitely when I'm not motivated to do something, whether it's like a class or just something I don't want to do, I usually put it off. I'm a procrastinator unless I really enjoy the subject.
What qualities would you like to see flourish and which would you like to see wither?
I would like to be less of a procrastinator, and I really would like to flourish as a trainer or whatever it is I end up doing in life. Withering, I don't want any qualities to really wither. I guess that would be my negative qualities, like procrastination and just overall my sometimes laziness.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My dad was pretty hard on me, and that was really helpful because now we're really close now that I don't live with him. So we're really good friends now, but growing up he was really tough, and it helped me stay on a really rigid path, and I would like for my children not to get off the same path I'm on.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My brother plays college baseball, and my mom and dad, they're both really athletic, and so we spend a lot of time outside, and we play sports together, like softball, and a lot of the time we just like to go to games, events like that, and then sometimes we'll just hang out, spend time around the house. We don't spend a lot of time like watching TV or anything unless it's like a sports game. It's pretty much all sports.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
For my 18th birthday, I got my grandfather's Purple Heart that he got in the war, and that was really cool because I never got to know him. He died way before I was born, and so that was really awesome to have that, and I just can say that I'm really proud of that, that my grandfather has a Purple Heart.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
My brother is only a year younger than me, so we got to we were pretty much all along in the same sports, and we got to play together, and we were always outside playing around. But when we got around our cousins, the lazy ones, we got to play a lot of video games too, so we didn't get to miss out there. But I really liked playing outside. I did play a lot of video games, and I actually liked to read as a child. But those are probably my three favorite activities as a kid.
What is your favorite book, and what type of books do you enjoy?
That is by far Harry Potter. I love that book. I spent a lot of time reading. I can't tell you how many times I've reread those. I like any kind of book like that. Just, you get lost in that other place. It's really fun.
What is your favorite word and why?
I like to use the word whom. I just like to use it in the correct context just to see if other people know it. And that's fun for me because a lot of people get confused.
What was the last book you read, the last movie you saw, and the last sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was probably my textbook for my anatomy and physiology class. But an actual book is The Primal Blueprint by Mark Sisson. It's a really good book. It's a lifestyle that I follow. I read it constantly. Mine's like tabbed out and highlighted, and I constantly lend it out to people to read and learn from. And the last movie I saw was a documentary on Tapped Water. It's called Tapped. And then the last sporting event I attended was a baseball game for my school.
And what do you do for fun, and what are your...
I play a lot of intramural sports in school. I like to just pretty much be outside, swim, play volleyball. In the colder months, I like to read and learn some things, but pretty much anything with other people. Other than reading, I just don't like spending a lot of time by myself.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, I get Sam Bradford a lot. He's a quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. He played at Oklahoma. I've probably been told by 10 different people that I look like him.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would love to interview Josh Hamilton. He's a baseball player for Texas Rangers. And his story is incredible, coming from just being so into drugs and back into baseball. It's amazing what he's been able to do and the level he can play at being out of the game for so long. It's incredible. He's like my favorite player, so I love him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
A first experience that was really kind of life-changing for me, because a big part of my life is exercise, and because that's what I study, was working out with a CrossFit gym. And the way that they do it just kind of opened my eyes to a whole nother type of exercise, because it's all functional movements. It's not a bicep curl, which in your life, when are you going to need to curl 90 pounds? You don't lift like that. These are basic movements that you would use in everyday life, like a squat or a jump or a pull or a push, stuff like that. And to be able to do that at such a high intensity, and it's like nothing I've ever experienced working out. So that really changed the way I think about lifting.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Yes, definitely. A piece of music. I play a lot of guitar, and listening to... There's a song by John Mayer. It's called Covered in Rain, and really, like, he's not the way people think of him. He's more of like a bluesy guitar player at heart, like Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And that song, it's a good 9 minutes, and it really comes out of him, and people weren't expecting it because it was live in concert. Nobody ever heard it, and it changes the way you think about a person completely, and the music is incredible, and it really drove me, like, from playing the kind of music I was playing, which is just lame punk rock, you know, mm-hmm. like Blink-182 kind of music, to wanting to learn scales and musical theory and take guitar playing to a whole new level. And so I use him as an idol kind of when it comes to guitar playing, and he definitely shaped me in that way. Guitar is a big part of my life.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perceptions about it.
The most recent book I read, that I was just talking about, the one I have tabbed out and highlighted, The Primal Blueprint, it taught me how our bodies really react to the food we eat, and just, it really opened my eyes in that the things we eat today as a society, like bread and grains, like we were evolving as people until we hit this point where agriculture, which really made us boom as a society, kind of stopped us as evolving as people because we were able to settle and live the same way. And I believe that that stuff is terrible for you, and we aren't meant to eat it. It's not a natural food for us, and it's man-made. Anything processed, that's just not anything I can let myself eat. Like, I'm all about meat and everything. I have no problem with that, but when it comes to bread and just anything processed, that really opened my eyes as to how bad it really is for you, and it even causes illnesses.
Of everything in the world, what would you most like to be doing right now?
I would love to be playing baseball. I had some injuries in high school, and my brother still plays, and I just feel like I could still play, but I don't have the time to put into it, and that's the number one thing I would love to do. I go to games all the time, see my friends playing, and it just makes me so jealous and so mad, and softball just isn't the same, you know?
What position do you play?
I'm left-handed, so I played a lot of first. I pitched, and I played outfield. Outfield was probably my favorite, though.
Where would you like to be most?
I would love to backpack either across Europe or Australia. Preferably Europe, because Australia is pretty crazy. But I would love to be somewhere other than the U.S. I don't like how we live here. And I just love just even seeing Europe and the way the people live there and just the sights. And everything's so beautiful, and just the people, it's a completely different place in here, and I would love to experience that.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My younger brother. We're really close. We do live, like, 6 hours apart, though. I'd really want to be hanging out with him right now.
What is your approach to life?
I don't have to do anything, even if I am lazy about something, but when it comes to the things I really care about, I give it my all, and I think of it as, like, this time is going to pass anyway, so why not just do it as hard as you can during that time period? Because in 5 minutes, you're going to be there anyway.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
My life has been pretty easygoing for me. I've had a lot of things just kind of given to me, but probably the most difficult time was my senior year in high school. It was the funnest time, but I dealt with a lot of injuries in my sports, and it was really frustrating not to get to, like, play in those sports every day. My baseball team senior year, we went to the state championship and we didn't win it, but I felt like I could have helped, and I didn't get to be a part of that, and that was really frustrating. But just to share those experiences helped me get over it and just, like, live them through my best friends, and my brother was on that team, and that really helped.
Okay, describe your most rewarding experience.
Definitely that trip to the state championship. We were still playing in the summer. Everybody was home. We were out there on the field every day, which didn't bother us at all because we were having a great time. Just spending those long hour drives with all your best friends and getting to hang out and just do the game that you loved and that you played for however many years growing up. And to get that far was really awesome. It was probably the best time of my life.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, Trouble. The one with the little popping Bopple sphere. Thing. Yeah, that was awesome. I love that game. You make alliances and you break them a lot, and you make your family mad.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is probably Heath Ledger, even though he's deceased now. He's just amazing. The characters he's able to do, and it's a real shame that he's not with us anymore. He was a great actor.
What is your favorite dinner?
I know I say that I don't eat a lot of bread and stuff, but my all-time favorite, because that was a recent lifestyle change within the last year, my favorite dinner is definitely chicken fried steak and all the carbohydrates that come along with it, the mashed potatoes, the rolls, everything. Oh, I would eat that anytime.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
No, I get up and brush my teeth instantly. I can't stand morning breath. Oh, it's horrible. So I'll get up and do that, and then I'm real big about breakfast. I gotta eat in the morning, get my brain going, get everything moving. It wakes you up, and then a hot shower. Those are my two musts. I'm just so out of whack if I don't do those.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could go back and change a lot of things. Earlier in my life, dealing with relationships with people, particularly females. They really got me off track on a lot of things I wanted to do, but can't change that, and I guess those are necessary evils in your life.
You are majoring in exercise and sports science, so when did you first become interested in this field?
I've always had an interest in it. My mom's a physical therapist, and so it kind of, that particular field runs in the family. I really enjoy helping people and helping them reach goals, so that was more oriented towards me than really rehabbing people, because physical therapy is something I had debated on. I became interested in that field probably at the end of high school. I did pursue architecture for a while because I can draw, but that was too solo, and I really needed people interaction, and exercise sports science definitely gives me that interaction with people on a day-to-day basis. Every second I'm motivating someone, or I'm just telling them how to get where they want to be physically.
Okay, what are your plans upon graduation?
I plan to, well, now I'm working towards training with a gym, but my ultimate goal after graduating is to have my own place. It's like an exercise center, but there's nutritionists, there's sports-specific goals, and then there's just health living, and it's a place where you can go to get a plan for what you want to do and have people help you whenever you want.
Okay, if you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would love to be an entrepreneur that hit it big with just a, an ass seen on TV ad. Yes. Then I get to travel and, backpack, because I love outdoors things. I would love to just go across huge parts of land, like just travel across Europe.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
I will be working in my facility in Europe, preferably Germany, because I have family there and I know a little bit of Deutsch. You know, living in that type of setting, I think, would be so much more relaxing, and I love how those people live. So I would love to do what I do now, but in a different country.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I did a lot of dating in high school, and I've kind of gotten away from that in college because it's distracting. In high school, I was definitely the boyfriend guy. A romantic evening during that time was definitely, just spending time with that person away from everyone. And it's specific to usually the girl. The guy really doesn't care. Finding out what she loves to do and then magnifying that times 100, taking it to the whole next level. It's a particular for each individual.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
My number one thing is if I can trust the person, and that's with everybody, but especially the person that I would be with so much and care for so much. Trust is huge, and then obviously attractiveness, and a huge thing for me is fitness, and I want them to be interested and motivated in what I do and what I love so that we can do that together.
Okay, what is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
That's also particular to the person. It depends on the girl. Some girls are really materialistic, so you buy them something, they love it. A lot of girls love when you make them something. I made a girl it was like a storybook. She loved Disney, like princess stories. So I made her a book where I kind of took all those and from the coloring books, and I had her best friend help me. But I made our story into one of those storybooks, and aww. I know she still loves that present because I'm still friends with her now, and she still has it in her dorm. So,
why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Honestly, I was really attracted to the funds that I receive, and also I do like to help people, and I really hope that I can help people by donating and giving all that I can, and I hope that they like what they see. I've submitted, as many pictures as I can. I want to be as available to them. I would want to know as much about the person as I could, because that is going to be your child, and you kind of want to know what they're going to be like. You kind of already know with yourself, and then in the end, there's always those questions about, you really don't know. I'm so much different than a lot of my family, and, we're related. So it's really, you can only do so much before you influence them, and I'd want to know what I was influencing.
Okay, is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I'm glad I could help you if you chose from me. I'm really glad I have the option of doing this, because I'm able to not have to go to these measures, and I'm really lucky that I'm able to do that, and that's partly why I'm glad I can help you, and hope you choose me.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4210.